Looking at the surface of evil in the world taking place, it appears that this world is out of control. No one can be faulted for having such a view of world conditions. When we see things like young children being considered legal, legitimate fodder for sexual predators, now called minor attracted persons, MAP. Instead of pedophiles, things really do look out of control. When we see one of the two major political parties championing those who push agendas, the MAP advocates embrace, what other conclusion can be drawn other than that this world has gone insane? Without meaning to get political, in the sense of promoting one party over another, we remember a biblically pronounced end to this kind of turning one's back on the God of heaven. During a convention a decade or so ago, when someone asked the Democrat convention attendees whether God should be mentioned within the proceedings, the loud and definite answer by all in attendance was a resounding no. There was no doubt whatsoever that they wanted any mention of God left out of proceedings. As I've mentioned numerous times, here is what God says about those who turn their backs on him. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient. Romans chapter 1 verse 28. Again, not intending to stray far into politics, what I see through the prism of God's prophetic word must be interjected here. Anyone being honest as they watch this presidential administration surely has questions like the following. How have we reached such a place in this nation that the top three people in the presidential administration are seemingly unable to demonstrate normal mental function? These, the president, the vice president, and the press spokesperson, have actually become almost laughingstocks to observers outside their political party, their leftist ideology, and the mainstream media, which, mentioning in the same breath is perhaps redundant. Their mental acuity is, it seems to me, inadequate to the challenge in addressing legitimate issues on the national and international scene. These are avid adherents of the platform presented by the political party that verbally shouted God out of their midst. Of course, kicking God out of anything isn't possible with the omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God of heaven. To that end, he continues to have that anti-God party in derision, just as he indicated he will do to anyone against him. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together, against the Lord, and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Psalms 2-2:4. A careful dissection of things going on over recent years shows time after time that the Lord has intervened to slow down the Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 minions, both demonic and human, in their effort to hurry the process of bringing Antichrist to the end times world stage. One of the signals the restrainer was involved in during the American political process is illustrated, I believe, by the following observation from one prophecy writer. Apparently, the evil forces behind these arenas of the falling away believe that as long as America stands, their cause will not climax in victory. Thus, we see a concentrated effort to bring America down to an entity without sovereignty. One cannot deny the true meaning of that statement muttered by President Obama at the annual DC Correspondents' Dinner on April 30, 2016. The end of the Republic has never looked better. He was so caught up with anticipation that Hillary Clinton would be the winner of the 2016 presidential election that he could not contain himself. Thus, the goal of destroying the United States from her perch at the top of the nations is Satan's plan in his drive to pose as God in the place of the God of the universe. Topple the United States and the whole world will go down. Why? America is the only nation which allows its citizens the freedom of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as individual rights coming from God, not the state. That arrangement just cannot be allowed by those who envision a new world order and a one-world government where no such freedom is planned, except for the elite. Is the real restrainer now restraining? Gene Lawley, https://www.raptureready.com/2019/06/11/real-restrainer-now-restraining-gene-lawley. The Lord intervened in that 2016 presidential election in ways that drove those thinking they had things that would fundamentally transform America insane and spewing every sort of vitriol against the candidate who won that election. And the insanity continues to this moment, as indeed, the anti-America as founded forces seem to be making significant headway in their drive to fundamentally change this nation. Despite the growing wickedness that certainly must make this like the days of Lot in Sodom in the holy eyes of God, his judgment and wrath continue to build, reserved for that promised twinkling of an eye moment. the glorious fraction of a second when Christ calls the church, all born-again believers, to himself. Here is how to be part of that call so that you can, along with all saints of this age of grace, have joy in the Heavenly Father's presence forever. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10 verses 9 to 10.